And God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. With God's help tonight for a few short minutes, I'd like to preach on a cliche. Coming out smelling like a rose. I get to thinking about a lot of people in the Bible. My mind runs over the three Hebrew children. And I get to thinking about how they were set aside in their own way, believing that God was their God and that they never wanted to suffer with the others of their like kind. Their brothers from Israel that were set up because they took a bunch of select individuals out of their country when they was overtaken to teach them in the customs and in the manners of the kingdom they were going into. But Daniel and the three Hebrew children, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, were not so because they never wanted to defile themselves. And they said, hey, try us out. Give us pulse. Don't give us of the king's wine and of the king's meat. Give us pulse. And if our countenance changes, then let us eat their food. But if not, then let us be clean before our God. And the man tried them out, and they came forth and looked a whole lot more healthier than the others. My Lord. They say pulse was really not a good thing to eat. It was beaten roots, and it never had a whole lot of flavor, but you know what it was. It wasn't what they was eating as much as it was who they was serving. The thing is, people get the world mixed up and they get God turned around and they get the things of the world crossed over with God. And they start thinking they're doing right, and all of a sudden they've got themselves believing a lie and they're going down the wrong road, and before they know it, they've lost out with God. I got to thinking about those three Hebrew children and how they built that big gold statue and said, when you hear all kinds of music, you're going to bow down and worship this statue because it's the king's decree. And they never did it. They said, wait a minute. This is idol worship. This is going against our God, and God don't want us to do that. And we've got to stop these things, and we're not going to do it. And the three Hebrew children stood up, and they never worshiped that music and that idol, and they said, wait, no, we're not going to do this. Yeah. And all of a sudden, the king heard about it and brought them forth to them and took them and said, now we're going to give you a chance to go along with us. I'm the ruler of this kingdom. I have set this up. You're going to serve me, and you're going to do my decrees. And they looked at him and said, King, we're not careful in this matter, but we're not going to bow down and worship your idol. And man, he was mad, and he jumped up and said, get the furnace hot, boys. We're going to throw them in because they disobeyed me. And they have their chance, and we're going to show them what their disobedience to me causes. And we're going to fry them in the furnace. Yes. And then they chose out the strongest ones in his service and bound those people up with ropes. He wanted them so tight that they couldn't even move a muscle. And they took them up and went to that furnace that was heated seven times more than it wanted to be and cast them in. And when they were cast in, the men that cast them in were slain by the intense heat of the furnace even. Looked like a pretty poor situation for the three Hebrew boys. Man, look out over the nation, what it would have done to all those that were trying to serve God if they would have died in that Hebrew fire. I just think, my Lord, if they would have went ahead and burned and God hadn't did a miraculous miracle and hadn't showed Himself that He was God, what would have happened? They stood up for God. They took a chance. They said, whether we burn or not, whether we die or not, King, we're not worried about it. But our God is able to deliver us if He wants to. But if He don't, that's okay. We're still not going to bow down and worship your idol. And they went into the midst of the fire, and the fire couldn't touch them. The only thing the fire touched was the ropes that had them bound up. And they started walking around in the midst of the fire, and the Son of God Himself came down in there and let them loose and kept them from all harm. And the king jumped up and seen four walking around in the midst of the fire and said, did we not cast three in? They said, true, King, three were cast in. He said, well, I see four loose and walking about in the midst of the burning fiery furnace, and the one is like unto the Son of God. Right. Pretty bad situation. And he cried out and said, you three Hebrew boys, come out of there. And they walked out of the midst of the fire, and there wasn't even the smell of smoke upon their garments. Wow. You ever touched something hot? Man, oh, I've touched hot things. I'm talking about where when you touch it, it peels the meat back like it's made out of paraffin or hot butter. And I've been burnt so bad like that. And I know what the intense heat is. But man, they were in a furnace that was heated up seven times more hotter than it wanted to be. And the hand flames were coming out the door so hot it slew those mighty men. Why didn't it touch the three Hebrew children? Daniel, another man in the same kingdom, another man that said, I'll serve my God no matter what. Yeah. Another man that said, I don't care what people say, I don't care what kings decree, I'm going to serve my God. I'm going to give Him every bit that I've got, and I'm going to live for Him no matter what you say. I don't care how much you can give me. I don't care what you can do for me. I'm going to serve God. And by him serving his God, he was set up in the kingdom over all the other people that was under the charge of the king. And they got together and said, we've got to get rid of this man. He's too honest. He's too straightforward, and truth is in him. And he's got a spirit of their God in him, and he needs to be done away with, because we can't do the ludicrous things we need to do and perform the evil that we need to perform as long as he's over us. So they got together and made a decree between them and said, look at this. If we can get the king to sign this decree and stop him from praying, because we know he prays three times a day. If we can do this, when only the king is allowed to pray or make a petition to any God, and we will get him, because he will pray to his God. So they convinced the king and said, oh, king, all the presidents of your countries have got together, and we decided it would be good if you would make a decree that only you are allowed to make a petition to God for 30 days. How about it? Can you sign it? He said, well, that sounds good to me. Oh, my counselors think it's a good idea. And went ahead and took his ring and sealed it. And my Lord, that meant instant death for anyone doing against the king's decree. And here's Daniel going down on his knees, opening the window up in front of the people, saying, I'm not afraid, do you hear me? My God that is in heaven hears me. And he cried out to the Lord and said, my prayers need to be heard. I don't care about what man says. They're going to have to slay me anyhow. Sure enough, they caught him praying. Sure enough, they went to the king and said, King, did you not sign this decree? And all of a sudden, he seen the foul enemy stick his head up. And he said, oh, my Lord, what have I done? I've destroyed my good man. I've destroyed my good counselor by their trickery. And there's nothing I can do about it. And he tried his best to produce him from going to the lion's den. He hum-hawed around and stalled until they come up and said, King, are you not going to do your decree or what? And he had to order it done. I don't know about you, but a den of hungry lions is not one of the places I relish to go into. But because he trusted in God, he prayed anyhow. And they cast him in there. And not only did they cast him in there, they sealed the door up behind him to make sure no one could loose him out of there. My, the king was upset and went to the palace and kicked the musicians out and all the comforters out, and he laid awake on his bed all night and fasted. And I believe he might even have heard him saying a few words of prayer. Huh? And he got up early in the morning and he went down there and he cried out, oh, Daniel, with a lamentable voice, it says, is your God whom you serve able to deliver you? Are you able to come out smelling like a rose? Huh? Oh, King, live forever. My God whom I serve has come and shut the lion's mouth with one of his angels, and there's no hurt to me because I did nothing wrong against you, King. And he said, get him out of there, boys. And he got a decree and he stamped and said, get all them presidents and all their belongings and all their children and cast them into the den of lions. I'm going to show them, my Lord and my God, if we'll hang on to God, I don't care what the situation seems like. I don't care what the devil says he's going to do to you and how he's going to tear everything you've got down and how he's going to mash you down into the ground and drag your name through the mire. If you'll just hold on to God, I guarantee you, my Lord, I just read out of Revelation that there's a place waiting for us that God's got prepared for us. And if we'll hold on, we'll come out of this thing smelling like a rose. Glory to God. We'll go all the way home to Jesus. All the way. Trouble is, the devils are raising up and snarling his teeth at us and saying, I'm going to devour you. But if you'll read that scripture right, it says, he's as a roaring lion, not a roaring lion. He's as one seeking
whom he may, the vine, not who he can, but whom he may. And you know what it is? It's you that's threatening bites you, man. It's you that lets him destroy you. It's you that lets him be the lion on you. If you hold on to God, he'll bring you all the way through. Man alive, I've come a long way in God, and I've been in some tough situations, and I've never seen God back out on me yet. I've never seen him say, this boat's starting to go down.